I'd like to welcome you to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
And I'm Pastor Margaret.
And we hope that today's broadcast will be a half hour of hope for your life. And Pastor Margaret, you have a devotional that you'd like to share with us today. So why don't you dive right into that?
All right. I would be glad to. Sorry that I sound a little bit different today. I'm just getting through a cold. I'm just grateful to be here and be on the mend. This morning, I'm going to be reading out of a devotional called Experiencing God's Presence by Chris Tigreen. And it's maybe a little lengthy, but I think it will help us today to kind of get our feet down in the new soil that we find ourselves in. So the scripture that I'll be reading from today with the devotional is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. And Chris Tigreen goes on to share this. If a marathoner focused on each painful, jarring step and the burning thirst and mounting fatigue, the race would be lost long before it was ever finished. Some racers focus on the glory of the prize, others on some pleasant memory or future hope, and some simply on the finish line. But on the needs of each moment and the pain of getting there, that would quench the motivation to continue. It would intimidate any expectation of going all the way. Marathons can only be accomplished when the mind of the runner sees the big picture. The details can kill faith. I say that again. The details kill faith. That is certainly true of the spiritual marathon we run. When we focus on the details, the overwhelming needs of this day, or the what-ifs of how certain situations might turn out, faith drains out of us, motivation disappears, and discouragement sets in. Our obsession with details takes our minds off the big picture, and we lose hope. Our perspective becomes skewed. The race then becomes a painful chore that we may or may not even finish. In order to run well, and specifically to run with endurance this day, we have to gaze at someone who has finished the race successfully. We have to look at Jesus, who not only finished well, but makes himself available to us with his strength and endurance. He endured every temptation, overcame every obstacle, and won every victory. Now he lives in us. If we gaze at ourselves, our pain and needs, and moment-by-moment details, we lose heart. If we gaze at him, we overcome. It's as simple as that. The only way to finish the race is to keep our eyes on the one who won it.
Well, Pastor Margaret, some of the thoughts that I have from those scripture verses as well as that devotional, you mentioned in there, or Chris Tigreen mentioned in the devotional, that if you focus on the details, it'll hurt your faith, or that's my paraphrase of what I heard, but that really spoke to me. Because, you know, running the race that God has for us, certainly we have to focus on the prize. We have to focus on doing God's good work or the work that he has for each and every one of us and focusing on the prize, which is heaven. And if we get bogged down in the day-to-day stuff, certainly we have to live things day by day.
Yes.
It's kind of a two-sided coin. Yes, we know we're striving for the ultimate goal, and
yes,
that's heaven and God's will for our lives, each of our lives. But we also have to take things day by day, and we'll get overwhelmed if we don't just live in the moment and trust God in the moment. The Bible says that he gives us enough strength for today. And also, we want to make sure we don't miss any opportunities. It once is said, or there's a saying, that the only gift that we have is the present. You know, we're not promised tomorrow. And so certainly we strive for the prize, and that's our ultimate goal, but that's a day-by-day trusting that his mercies are new every day.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you were talking and talking about heaven, and, you know, we don't talk as much about that maybe, the great joy we have before us as we run with endurance this race that ultimately, at the end, we will spend eternity with our loved ones and with Jesus. How great that will be. But I even think, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, his presence is with us. Jesus is with us every step of this journey. And yes, we seek to run the race and to finish well, but just to realize that Jesus gave his life so that we might have abundant life in eternity, but now, through the power of the Holy Spirit who he sent to indwell us. And how quickly, I think about the children of Israel, how quickly they could find themselves in a place of looking down, looking around, and maybe not seeing the big picture. And that still happens to us as humans. I had someone told me, it's been years back now, but I just remember them saying, you know, we have to look vertically. We have to look up. And what happens is, in our humanness, we tend to look around and see the details. And what Chris Tigreen said is, the details kill faith. And that is so true. We get so caught up in what's right in front of us, what is happening here and now. And sometimes we can get pulled away from seeing the big picture of what God is really up to. And, you know, we've just been through a transition here at the church with Pastor Kerry and Kim leaving, your parents, heading off to follow what God has for them, the next part of the journey, the next part of the call for them. And Pastor Adrian stepping up and becoming our leader. And in that, there are so many details. And maybe you can speak a little bit to that. Like, how is that, that in the midst of this, with your parents kind of packing up and moving out to the next thing and a new leader coming along, and have you struggled with the vertical versus horizontal type of looking around at what's happening right now?
Well, Pastor Margaret, I know when you read that devotional, that line about the details killing faith really spoke to me, and I was like, that kind of makes sense. Like you said, where I'm at, about how I know that God has us. You know, he has this
absolutely.
On both ends, on
right.
mom and dad's end and on our end, and we can see God at work. We might not understand far into the future. We might, like you said, the details. We
right.
might not see how everything, but we don't need to, I don't think God wants us to focus on the details, to just trust him day by day and know that, you know, he has, you know, plans for our church to continue into the future and to win the next generation
right.
on the side of our building here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene on 1871 Boyers Road. It says future generations will be told about the Lord. And I believe that in Dad's leaving, he believes that it was time for the next leadership, for Pastor Adrian to take over, so that the young people, I can't word it as good as Dad, and I'm not going to try to, but he just felt like it was God's timing for Pastor Adrian and for him. And he believes that God has great plans for where he's going, and that God wants to do some of the same things on the Philadelphia District Church of the Nazarene that he's done here in
yes.
Harrisonburg.
Yes. You know, I think it's so amazing. You might not know this. This is information that I've just learned over the last 24 hours. But, you know, we do outreach into the nursing homes, and Pastor Jim had reported back yesterday that he went to a nursing home in the area, and 29 people came to hear the gospel. And I thought, you know what, that is so great that Pastor Jim is out doing this outreach into our community. And then last night, this is when this is being recorded, is VBS week. And Pastor Adrian came last night, and he shared the message with the children, and 29 children accepted Christ. And, you know, 29, I don't know what that number is, but I can tell you that there's something in that. As the day that your mom and dad packed up, Pastor Kerry headed up the road towards Philadelphia. There was 29 seniors that heard the gospel, and there was 29 children that accepted Jesus. And I just have to think that God is in that. I don't know how, but I know he is. And he does those kinds of things for us to help encourage us and inspire us to keep moving, that he is still at work. And yes, future generations will be told about the Lord, but not just future generations, but all generations. Right. You know, I think of that as Pastor Jim is in Stanton sharing the gospel, and Pastor Adrian's in Harrisonburg sharing the gospel, and God is still at work, and he has such great things for us as we move forward, and we have to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And, you know, Scripture says in Lamentations 3 that God's mercies are new every morning. And, you know, my husband gets up and makes coffee every morning, but I have a part to play if I want a cup of coffee. You know, the part is I need to go to the coffee pot and fill my cup. And I think for us, we have to know that his mercies are new every morning and he will give us direction, but we have to go to him to be filled. And I was sharing this with a friend this morning, and she said, you know, it's so funny. She said, I was going to Richmond the other day and my car phone was almost dead, so I plugged it in to charge it. And when I got to Richmond, I picked my phone up and looked, and it was still almost dead. And she said, I realized that my charger cord was not plugged into the source. She had plugged her phone in on her end. And sometimes I think the enemy will lull us into believing that we are all up to date and everything's good. But we have to be intentional about making sure that we are connected to the vine, or we will find ourselves in a place that we are not going to be effective in the kingdom of God.
That's great, Pastor Margaret. And I don't believe in coincidences. And so I believe that God's in, like you said, whatever, there's significance in that number 29, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just, you know, the same number, right? Letting that God is letting us know in a small way that he's still doing a work, not just with the young people at VBS and not just with the older folks at the nursing home, but he's letting us know that he's the God of yesterday, today, and forever, and he's the God of every generation, and he's still doing a great work here. And I know at the time of this recording is the day after, or I guess the second day that Dad has not been in the office, so to speak, after packing up and going to Philadelphia District. And the day before this recording, Dad was at a teen camp and was posting stuff, and it looked like God was doing stuff there. Wow. As well. So he cares about us all. He knows where we're at, and he meets us where we're at.
Without a doubt, he really does. And as much as he meets us, we have to remember that we have a part to play and that it is a relationship. It's more than attending church and checking the right boxes, but it is about meeting him on a day-by-day basis, in moment-by-moment some days, and he is there for us. He never leaves us or forsakes us, and he has things planned for us, and I've said this many times, he has things planned for us that we have never even imagined, that we've never thought of, because he sees things in us that we can't see in ourselves. And so I think we're in a time where, yes, we need to certainly lean into the Lord. If we've ever leaned into him, now is a time that we must very intentionally make sure that we are seeking him. And not just that, but coming out of that and like you and I are doing today, encouraging others. You know, to sit and talk with you today and to hear what Pastor Kerry was doing, that he was with the teens, it just, there's something in that when we hear of these generations that were affected, that have been ministered to this week. It's encouraging. And if we don't have the conversation, we lose out. And so, yes, we need to rely on the Lord, but we also need to be in community and sharing the stories of what God is doing. And it is inspiring. And that's what we are called to do, is to share the good news.
And we talk about bringing hope to people, or good news to people, or inspiration to people in this program. And people getting saved, if that doesn't bring you hope, whether that be from the oldest to the youngest,
right?
If that doesn't bring us hope, that's the ultimate. As Christians, our goal, if it isn't, should be to be a witness and an example to those around us. And I had a privilege of being a part of the little skit. They call it story time, actually, mm-hmm. which is funny. We talked about story. Me and you were talking about story earlier.
Yes.
But I had a privilege of being a part of the little skit with Jesus and the disciples. And I was one of the disciples. And Pastor Adrian actually played Jesus. And it was a kind of a humorous skit of the Last Supper. But then afterwards, Pastor Adrian kind of revisited the skit. We talked about communion, but then he gave an opportunity mm-hmm. for the kids. And some of them were really young, but each he kind of adapted it depending on what age kids were in each group, and said, now, you don't have to pray this prayer, but if you'd like to pray this prayer, he encouraged them to do so. And they just repeated the prayer after him. I'm just going to paraphrase some of what he said. He said, Lord, thank you for sending Jesus mm-hmm. to die on the cross for my yeah. sins, and basically asked to, you know, come live in my heart and make me new, you know, cleanse me of my sins, and just, you know, come into my heart and just make me a new person. And at the end, he said, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I would encourage you to go home tonight and share that with your mom and dad, and they'll be excited to hear that, and they'll celebrate that with you.
Yeah, that's great. And some of them may be sharing good news with their parents. And what is the scripture? That a child shall lead them. And so we just are grateful for what God is, he is doing in our midst. And we just know that the best is still to come.
Amen, Pastor Margaret. I believe certainly the best is yet to come. And as Dad would say, the rest of our days are the best of our days, yes. or the future is preferred. And recently, talking with Pastor Adrian and with your daughter, mm-hmm. Pastor Olivia, who's our student ministries pastor, about a recent Renew Camp that was in June, where local churches came together to serve the community. It was just talking about the importance of pouring into the next generation,
yes.
or to pouring into young people and letting them know that they're not too young to have an impact
right.
on their generation
right.
or even on older generations. We can learn from each other.
Yes.
And we don't want to forget that. And that might seem a little overwhelming if you're listening, but just focus on maybe one or two people in your life that you can pour into or spend time with, just pouring into them and then pouring into you. It works both ways.
It does. You know, Grayson, that just reminds me of a relationship I have with a young girl. And I walked with her through a really, really tough time in her life where she was battling with charges against her, addiction, so many different things. And one morning, we had been in conversation a lot, and one morning I was really struggling, and she was having a hard day too, but it was like all of a sudden, the Lord just spoke softly to me to ask her to pray for me, and I still have those words that she prayed over me that day, and it was powerful. And you know, we sometimes have this idea that we're here to give and to serve, and sometimes we can really open up maybe the way we speak into people's lives, of seeing things in them that they don't see in themselves, I think is so important, that we speak hope into people's lives and we see them as God sees them, maybe not as we totally see them, when we get to that horizontal looking around. And so, you know, that young lady actually had her wedding celebration recently, and it was so amazing to see her and see what God has brought her through, and now to know that she is sharing hope with everyone she can. And that's what we're called to do. That's why we persevere. That's why we run the race. And I'll just go back and state that scripture again. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. That's what it's about. And we have to understand when the discouragement comes and we begin to look horizontally around at the details that kill us, that kill our faith, those are the places where the enemy slips in and begins to give us thoughts that are not God's thoughts. And that's why it is so important that we keep our eyes on Jesus, the only one who has lived this life in total victory. And not only has he lived in victory, but he also has sent the Holy Spirit to give us victory. We are overcomers, and we must keep that attitude if we're going to endure, to run the race to the end, to be a witness to those that are around us, and to be the love of Jesus, his mercy, his kindness, his gentleness, to those who maybe we will be the only Jesus that they see. And Pastor Sam has made reference to every person we meet is one person away from God, and that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. We must remember that he has placed us here to be an encourager, not a discourager.
Amen, Pastor Margaret. I believe that, you know, we never know. We might be the only person that some people we come in contact with ever experienced Jesus through. So we need to be careful that we're, you know, seeking God and making sure that we're ready for those opportunities and that we don't miss those opportunities.
So true. It is a precious gift that we've been given.
Amen, Pastor Margaret. And to focus in on that amazing gift that we've been given, the first part of verse 1 of Hebrews 12 says, "Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us of faith, we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us." And so we don't want to forget about those that have gone before us, those that have run the race have completed the task that God has had before them and are now in heaven with the Father. And so we want to tell the future generations, or as I said yesterday as I was talking at the time of this recording to Pastor Adrian and Pastor Olivia, not just the future generation, but we believe they're the current generation.
Right.
And but we want to be faithful to tell them about God's faithfulness, what he's done in our lives. So in turn, then they'll tell the generation after them, and then that'll keep going and keep going. And we have that responsibility. So with great gifts come great responsibility.
That is so true. We have been given the gift of hope, and that is something that every person needs. They need to have hope. And I have had some people in my life that just couldn't grasp that. And that is tragic. But I've watched people that come out of very deep, dark places and grasp hope. And I am one of those. And God is faithful and he can be trusted. So yes, let us run the race with endurance. And keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, and it will be the best thing that ever happened to us.
Amen, Pastor Margaret. Do you mind just praying a blessing over us? And us, I mean anybody in the sound of our voice today, and over the church in general, the big church, God's people, mm-hmm. us as individuals, that we will be faithful to do what we've talked about today, to share the good news of the gospel.
Absolutely. Father God, we come before you today so grateful that you created us. You knit us together in our mother's womb. You know us inside and out. Your word tells us that. Your word tells us that you never leave us or forsake us. And so, God, today, that gives us great comfort to know that you know where we are. And, God, you know our situations. And, Lord, I'm so grateful today that you give us everything we need for this life and this journey. And, God, I pray that every person listening today, wherever you may be, God knows where you are. And I pray, Lord, for the church, all of those who are believers, that we would really come to the understanding that we are the bearers of good news. That is what we've been called to do, is to take the gospel and spread the good news. That is the Great Commission. And so, Lord, today we ask that you would give us healing in our own hearts, and that you would give us the courage just to share the hope of Jesus, to share how you have saved us and the great things that you have done in our lives, so that we may inspire others to lean into you, God, and to trust you for a relationship. And this will be something that continues throughout the generations, that the stories will be told and people will come to know you. As long as there's breath, God, we know there's hope. And so let's be hope in each other's lives, and let's not give up hope on anyone that is in our sphere of influence, but know that some of the greatest stories come out of those places where it seems all hope would be lost. We ask that you, our great miracle worker, would bring hope and would bring new life in every area of those who lean into you, to bring it into every area of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we do pray that today's broadcast has been a half hour of hope for your life. If you ever miss a program here on the radio, you can always find that on our website, frontporchtalks.org. Or if you're looking for more hope and inspiration for your life, we also have some other podcasts on our church website that are not played on the radio. So we'd invite you to check those out. Also, if you're listening to this program today and you don't have a church home, we'd like to invite you to our church home, Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, which is located on 1871 Boyers Road, Harrisonburg, Virginia, 22801. Or if you'd like to invite friends and family to come with you, we'd invite you to do that as well. And you can also visit our website, our church website, for more information on service times. We have three services, 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. in English, and 11:45 in Spanish. But our website is abeaconofhope.org, abeaconofhope.org. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless. Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.